We're turning the clock back on September 5th, the day in 1880 when the first meeting of the Salvation Army in Australia was held in Adelaide.
Thank God for the Salvos.
In 1976, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin were reunited on stage at one of Jerry's charity events. Frank Sinatra surprised Jerry by bringing Dean Martin onto the stage during the show.
We haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was all those rumors about our breaking up, and then when I started the show and you weren't here, I believed it.
From one legendary comedian to another, Bob Newhart celebrates his 90th birthday today. He had a couple of TV shows and appeared in movies like Legally Blonde and Elf, but is best remembered for his stand-up.
Mrs. Webb, you just turned on the lights. You want to start the car? They all look alike, don't they?
Remember Matron Sloan on A Country Practice? She was played by Joan Sidney, who's 83 today.
I really did admire the way you managed to maintain your dignity.
George Lazenby is 80. The Aussie actor was in the movie The Man from Hong Kong and played James Bond in On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
And where's the party this time? You have an appointment. Business or pleasure?
Model-turned-actress Raquel Welch is 79 today.
Some men I just don't know. They're so difficult. But you can't help liking them.
Al Stewart, famous for the 1977 hit The Year of the Cat, celebrates his 74th birthday.
In the year of the cat.
Michael Keaton is 68. He was in the comedies Night Shift and Mr. Mum before landing the role of Batman in 1989.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
And former Socceroo and national coach Frank Farina turns 55.
It's more about the way that we play and then the way we settle into the system that we want to play.
Finally, Queen lead singer Freddie Mercury was born on this day in 1946 in Zanzibar. He died aged 45 in 1991. Remembering Freddie Mercury on September 5th.